And then after you wash them, you might use a piece of cloth. What do you call that?
A dish towel.
For getting the food particles off.
Well,
you know, the water.
I'm thinking of a wash rag or wash cloth. Wash rag or wash cloth. A dish cloth. Dish rag. I think a dish rag would be more common because it's a rag. And for drying, let's say a dish towel.
All right, how about the big one that you have in the bathroom? But wait, after you wash you get the food particles off, then you hold it. She does what? She holds it under the clear water to do what? What's she doing?
To drench it. Rinse it. To rinse it.
All right. So she what the dishes?
She rinsed the dishes.
All right, but now
she washed.
She walks them. She washes the dishes and then she.
She rinsed them, and then dried them.
All right. Now, how about the thing you have in the bathroom? If you take a bath, you dry yourself.
The bathtub.
You dry yourself with this.
Bath towel.
How about a small one that you might use just to dry your hands or
wash basin?
No,
or a wash bowl.
No, the towel that you use for your hands.
Hand towel or face towel. Tom uses a face towel too, hand towel or face towel. It's the same towel, I mean.
Okay. How about the thing you use for washing your hands and face? A small
you know what?
The small piece of cloth that you use for washing your hands and face. You mentioned it before. You mentioned a wash rag before.
Wash rag. Use a wash rag for washing your face and a wash rag for, or a dish rag for washing dishes. Dish rag and for a regular wash rag.
Okay. How about at the kitchen sink where the water comes out of what? The thing the water comes out of.
You mean a faucet?
Yeah. How about in a barrel? The same sort of thing in a barrel.
A tap.
And on on the side of your house, you hook a hose onto this, for instance.
Would be water spout. No. I'm trying to think of the. I know just what the.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't be the water. Or what the hydrant.
How about a thing that if you were going to pour sugar out of a big bag into a smaller container, you might run it through a thing that looks like this. Like this.
A funnel.
Okay. How about a thing you might use to drive horses, crack this thing open?
A whip.
How about a container made of paper that you might put groceries in?
Yeah, a bag, paper bag.
Okay. How about a larger one that might hold two or three paper bags? With its handles on it.
I think of a shopping bag.
How about one the dry cleaning comes in? Dry cleaning comes back in one of these long bags.
I know. See, I haven't thought of that name. Clothes bag, I guess they're calling it. Now I know how they have the plastic ones.
What do you call those?
A plastic clothes bag. Meaning the bag is plastic and not the clothes.
Yeah, okay. How about the one made of cloth? For instance, the sugar comes in a
sugar sack.
How about
speaking of a sugar bag too, they speak of sugar bag or sugar sack. Both terms I use.